You know,
I think if I, but that, at that point, is when I got engaged, so that's of course what I would say. I don't have to say it, but that.
You know,
I do, I do not believe that Peterson or Dean will go so far as to try to bring any conversation with the president.
I don't either. That's what I warned about, kid. I didn't want you to think I was naive. But I think that the worst Judas in the world would think twice before he put anything at your doorstep.
Well, this recalls Larry's
lawyer. Go ahead.
This recalls Larry Higby's remark yesterday after walking in the park with Dean. That he was a big man and he wouldn't call under anybody. And that he was not going to.
When they walked in the park yesterday?
Yes, this is hilarious.
They had a moving meeting as
Larry and Dean.
Larry and Dean.
And Dean would not go under.
Dean said he was not going to knuckle down to anybody and he was not going to go under. He was not going to take the risk. Now, this conversation takes on new light in light of this matter we've just been discussing. In other words, we must conclude that there's a chance he would turn on you.
Frank, did we hear from Higby yesterday that the dean said to him that the president must be careful with Peterson, take his counsel, but he's not his lawyer, and be careful that president doesn't get in the position of obstructing justice.
Yes, he said substantially that. He said Peterson was your best counsel. He used the word counsel, but not your friend.
And then he used the phrase, the president. Now, this is not, this wasn't said in my judgment. Of course, I got it secondhand. But this wasn't said with an idea of sympathy. This was said with an idea of a threat. My judgment.
He was his president, was his counsel, but not his friend.
Counsel, he said.
Do you think he meant C-O-N-S-U-L or C-O-U-N?
It was Larry.
I think it was counsel, but not his friend. And to be cautious with Peterson that he doesn't get the position of...
How would I need a position?
Why, of course not, but this
no, is... No, I'm asking if there is. I need to know because I must not... I've got to tell Peterson that he's got to get at these things.
We do not have any information, so how I should be to you.
That's okay, I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we've taken a lot of your time.
Yes, I feel like I've taken too much
time. No, but I need to know that.
To go after the higher ups and promises of immunity. And they will make misstatements to Dean even as to the strength of their case against him, to psych him into giving testimony, maybe factual, maybe not factual.
We had precisely this set of facts that Frank's telling you, and we stood up to it.
The problem on this, they probably got Dean scared to death.
Yeah.
And they are saying it the first time. But the point is, what in the hell can they offer him? Let me say on the immunity thing, though, I think Peterson's got to be in a position where I am not denying immunity. That's not my job, is it? My statement that nobody, on my August 17th or April 17th even, I said no major figure, it is my view that no, I have expressed the view that no major figure should be granted immunity. Now the point is that I've got to reiterate to Peterson that he's got to make the decision.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't catch that point. You're dead right.
I think it's a very close call there.
Yes,
it's a very close call.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Selfishly, from Bob and John's point of view, I'd hate to see him get immunity.
Yeah.
From your point of view, as we expressed earlier, it may be.
That's right.
The best way.
Well, even from Bob's and John's point of view, suppose he does get immunity. I don't want you, Isabella, to hear their counsel, but right now you're talking to me. You should not discuss this with Bob or John on the immunity point. But even from their point of view, what the hell can Dean say?
Immunity is going to be granted. There's always a quid pro quo down there. They do not even discuss immunity.
My point is, if they get it, you're going to tear it to pieces of cross-examination. See my point?
Certainly.
Because they're going to give him some immunity.
Yeah. Sure. In other words, there's going to be a favor for his testimony, and this is always, without corroboration, this is always a very weak read.
Don't you think so, Frank? So we agree, but then look at the juries we get here. Six-man jury. Not too intelligent. All they've done is read headlines for a year.
Six.
No, wait, it's not a six-man jury in criminal case. They've still got a...
No, they've still...
Well, what you get is, Mr. President, you get 10... At least 10 black people.
And 10
of those 10 will be Democrats.
Sure. Thank you. Peterson is his counsel, but not his friend, and he might know that the president's going to lose any instruction. What's he thinking? I think he's talking about basically whether or not Dean can get to me.
I was hoping you would do it.
And too far. I do play golf.
May I say, Greg, don't be all right, so I don't. But,